Good evening. My name is Colin. I'm an alcoholic. I just want to say congratulations to everyone that took birthdays. Welcome to the newcomers. I want to thank Joe for asking me to speak. I was trying to dodge doing this for a long time, but he finally got me. It's been really cool. I've been a part of this meeting for about a year now. Held down literature commitment for a while. Been coming here for a while, so it's kind of good to get up here and try to give my pitch as best as I can. With a P. With a P. Sorry. All right, so I guess I'll do my best. Just try to share in a general way what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. And I'll try to keep it brief. I grew up in East County, kind of like this awkward, chubby ginger kid. I was never really trying to keep people at a distance. I always wanted people to like me, you know, just pretty much doing whatever I could to fit in anywhere. Usually uncomfortable, restless, irritable, discontent without even knowing it. And that was pretty much the deal, you know, through elementary school. And things pretty much changed when I got to high school. I found a group of punk kids I can play music with and be in bands with. And they kind of like, you know, the same music I did. And that's pretty much where my drinking and drug use took off, you know. You know, we liked to party. Everything, nothing was out of the ordinary. Go to shows, show up to school drunk. Everything was really cute and get away with it. And all those friends now, they're either grown up, they have jobs. Some are alcoholics still out there. Some have stopped drinking, toned it down. But not me. I took it to the bitter end, took it to the wheels fell off. Got sent to these rooms initially by the court, so I kind of found AA as a punishment. That's how I looked at it. Got caught with some drugs, got sentenced to a program, which I did very well, for about 6 months. Just ran around in a collared shirt, worked in the warehouse, and had about, like, 9 months sober. Worked up to a step four, wrote a chicken shit inventory, found a girl in that program, and then after 9 months, you know, drinking sounded like a good idea. And that was about 2012. And months after that, you know, proceeded to come in and out of these rooms. Pretty much only went to AA meetings when I found it necessary, when I got fired from a job. You know, I just went to enough meetings to start feeling good, start looking good, until I got things back. You know, never really gave anything back to AA, just kind of took what I needed, and then I was off and running again. And see, leading up to October of 2012, you know, I had put drugs down after a 9 month run, which I can do on my own. I could put the drugs down, but when I do that, I can't stop drinking. The only thing that can stop me from a drink is a personality change and a connection with my higher power. So things had to get really extremely bad. I had lost another job, you know, picked up my two final paychecks, had some money at the credit card, and desperately wanted to get sober, but I couldn't. I just couldn't stop drinking. I'd flirted around these rooms, gotten to know these guys, was coming to this meeting. I remember a particular instance where I was at this meeting pretty wasted, you know, ditching my bottle in that back bathroom, making a scene. I lost my cell phone. I was running around this meeting, like, screaming, "Where's my phone?" I think this guy Connor was the secretary, and he was like, "Dude, by the looks of yourself, you know, you probably lost your phone. I don't know what's going on." So, you know, I talked to my family. I let people know I needed help. And my dad's like, "All right, here's the deal. I'm going to move you out of your apartment. You're going to stay at my house. If you come home smelling like booze, you know, you're out on the street." So I said, okay. You know, so one day we were moving all my stuff out of my house, and everything was in the truck. I had to go back in my apartment to take one last shot. After that, I don't know what happened. He walked in. I was in my bed, rushed me to the hospital. I ended up blowing a .44. And they, you know, went to the hospital, sobered up. They gave me a bottle of Librium, and that didn't stop me drinking. I was drinking on top of the Librium just for the next week. I had, like, 5 days of community service from, like, an old DUI sentence that I had to finish up. So I was going to community service early in the morning, drinking a plastic bottle full of vodka, you know, looking for empty beer cans on the side of the road once that was finished, because I had to have a drink or else I was physically ill. You know, everything I had read in Bill's story was true. I couldn't stomach down any food unless I had a couple shots in me. You know, I knew I was an alcoholic. I kind of knew what I had to do, but I couldn't with sufficient reason stop on my own. So at that point, I had applied. Thank you. But Pathfinders of San Diego. And they told me to, you know, check out other places in the city, you know, see how willing I am. So at that point, I applied at the Freedom Ranch, you know, the Heartland House. I just wanted to do whatever it took. And after 5 days, they gave me a phone call saying I was in. And, you know, some people's story is, you know, they come into AA really angry and upset. But at that point, I was so desperate, so broken. I was just so happy to be somewhere safe to work the steps. And that's, you know, what I started doing. My sponsor is also an alumni of the house, and we just got busy right away. We read a chapter a week. Just pretty much worked all 12 steps. I worked them as fast as I could. By 90 days, I was making my amends. I'd written my first inventory I'd ever had. You know, just tried my hardest not to leave anyone or anything out. Pretty much wrote a list of everyone I could think of, who I'd harmed, and looked at my part, which I had never done before. Through the process of 9 months, you know, something changed. I was willing to have relationships with my family and friends I've never had before. And things just started to change. You know, I really can't explain it, but the way I looked at life and, you know, treated family and all my self-seeking behavior just kind of slipped away. And so I graduated the program 9 months on the dot and, you know, left with the promises as it says in the book. You know, my insecurities, they went away. My financial insecurities went away. And I was no longer, like, really fearful of the world. I know today, my life is really good. I hit a few bumps in the road. Lately, you know, I found myself in a little bit of discomfort. And that's when this stuff starts to happen. You know, I find myself in a little bit of discomfort. I get started to ask, this is like my third time being asked to, like, lead a meeting in the last 30 days. You know, it's like people sense when you're going through stuff. And I know it's like AA pheromones or something. Just, you know, just keep me uncomfortable. So, yeah, as I got, like I said, I've been experiencing some discomfort. And, you know, my original solution would be turn to a drink. And my solution now is just to stop and, you know, work on my relationship with God. And, you know, like, I have pretty much everything I really want. You know, I have a little pickup truck, I'm in a little punk band, and I make all right money. And I try to work steps 1 through 12 on a daily basis. And, you know, I wouldn't trade my life for anything. You know, if you're new, that might not sound that attractive, but I'm happy and that works for me. So if you're here and you're not sure you'll be here, or if you're not sure you should be here, just, you know, wait around. If you don't think you're in enough pain, you know, go try drinking again, because that's what I had to do. But just don't leave till you know, start working steps, and just wait for a spiritual experience. So thanks again for having me. That's good.